Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to Taz and the Moose. I am Taz. Moose is out this week. Andrew Bogus is will be sitting in for the Moose. I want to thank everybody who's listening right now across this great United States on our great affiliates across the United States. Appreciate that. Maybe you're listening on radio.com, on the app, or the website, or the CBS Sports Radio app, or SiriusXM Channel 206, or the SiriusXM app. Channel 206. If you want to call the show, simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial in 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you'd like to follow the show on Twitter or Instagram, where they're always there, always putting content out there. The address there is at Taz and the Moose on Twitter and Instagram, as I said. So we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Yes, hello, Andrew. How are you, sir?
Oh, Taz, it is good to see you once again. Did I mention yesterday how good you look, all tan and everything?
Well, yes. It's not just that. It's not the complexion only. It's the nutrition. It's the training. It's the lifestyle. It's getting the proper amount of sleep, which in my case is 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in
1 hour intervals.
Yeah. Kind of like a cat. Right. I don't have to sleep full 8 hours. I just break it up throughout the day, like a dog. I just lay down in the middle of the day and take a nap for 10 minutes. Wake up, take another nap a half hour later. It's called being a morning show drive radio host. You understand what this feeling is, my friend.
I do.
You get that.
But I don't. You're a cat and a dog.
Yes.
In the first 90 seconds of the show.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Cat and dog. Hopefully there's no little kids listening. It's too early for them anyway. They'd be like, wow, this guy's a cat and a dog, mommy and daddy. But anyways, yesterday we started the show with some NFL chatter, which is great. And a lot of folks got involved and called the show and interacted with us. And we love that when that happens, for sure. And same dealio here with America's team, as some call it, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, interesting stuff going on, Andrew, as you know, because the Dallas Cowboys have three key players who are looking for, like, big long-term extensions. And they're looking for these things soon. And we're talking about quarterback Dak Prescott. We're talking about Amari Cooper, the great wide receiver. And we're talking about Zeke Elliott, the running back. Prescott and Cooper are both eligible to be unrestricted free agents after this season. And I was reading, according to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, I almost said Pro Wrestling Talk, it's just a Freudian slip, as they call it. Elliott has privately said that he will hold out of training camp unless he gets a new contract. Now, that would be something, right? That would be something. And to me, I look at it like, you know what? like, as great of a player as he is, and he is, there's no doubt about it, and he's a massive, massive impact guy on that offense, no matter if he's running a rock or catching it out of the backfield in the flat, whatever he's doing, he's a player. He's a legit player, you know, and we all know that.
He's their best offensive player.
There's no argument. No argument at all, my friend. But as you know, lots of off the field incidents and a lot of stuff going on with him for quite some time. And this latest thing that just happened at an uptown club in Dallas, you know, where the police are investigating what the hell happened, if he got into a fight there, if he was defending a woman's honor. The rumors are the bouncers in this club were a little antsy anyway, looking kind of itching for a fight. So who knows what the truth is. You know, if you're not there, it's tough to pass judgment. But it always seems like there's some kind of like dark cloud around Zeke Elliott, as great of a player he is, but yet, you know, he's looking to lock in and possibly hold out, you know, if he don't get the right deal.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, obviously you can, unfortunately for him and for us, I guess, and for everybody, I mean, there's a list of things off the field that Zeke's been involved with, some more serious than others, some more real than others. I mean, you've got your pick of things to hold against him here if you want. To me, though, none of that matters. I mean, because this is the Cowboys. I don't think that they care about off-field issues. They care about winning football games, and they'll give basically anybody a first, second, third, fourth, infinite chance to be on their team and be productive if they think they can be productive and get them through the NFC East and through the NFC into a Super Bowl. I mean, this is an organization that celebrated signing Greg Hardy coming off of his vicious, despicable domestic violence issues. So I don't think that the Joneses care about this. I think the debate that they're having, and they want to pay Ezekiel Elliott, I kind of agree with them that there's no reason to pay him right now because he's 2 years away from free agency. The guys you mentioned, Cooper and Prescott needs continuity contracts relatively immediately. He doesn't. He's got 2 years left because it's years 4 and 5 of his rookie contract.
You also got, I don't know if you noticed this, Jalen Smith, the awesome linebacker they have. He's up for extension at some point as well. Right. So, you know,
although that's not a like a bank breaking.
No, but he's one of their top defensive guys. As we know, they did, what did they do, a 5-year deal? I think it was with DeMarcus Lawrence. They just locked him. Didn't they lock him down just recently?
He's good.
Like $105 million, $106 million deal, some crazy number like that. You know, he's a hell of a player though. There's no doubt about it. I think he was on the show, right, Mike? We did that on the show like a year and a half ago or so. Regardless, I mean, to me, it's like the Dallas Cowboys. They're always riveting, right? To me, there's just since I'm a kid, you know, all those great Cowboy teams and great players that we've seen over the years, you know, I don't care from where you go, from Roger Staubach to Tony Dorsett to Too Tall Jones back way back to the Doomsday Defense and, you know, Too Tall Jones and Harvey Martin, the master Randy White. These guys were amazing players, you know, and then you go to that next generation. You know, with Troy Aikman and stuff like that, and what's his name, Emmitt Smith,
and Michael Irvin,
and it's just all these great players over the years that wore that star in their helmet. You got to put Zeke Elliott in that, you know, in that conversation, and you know, he really is for a couple of years now in the NFL. The guy's a massive difference maker. But the question is, you know, Andrew, I'll ask you, I'll ask our audience. I mean, would you want to invest in somebody who has had the amount of off-field incidents, you know, from accusations with domestic violence and always some kind of problem and with the law and stuff like that, 855-212-4227. I mean, would you want to invest in Zeke Elliott? You know, I mean,
yeah, I know, I understand your question, and maybe this is me being, you know, too frustrated with the Cowboys and the NFL in general,
right?
Like I don't know that it matters. I don't think that they care about that stuff.
If you had the power.
Right. I mean, hypothetically. Yeah, if I had the power, I would be more worried about him doing something that would take him off the field via a suspension. I'd be more worried about that. My guess from if I was in the Cowboy front office right now, eavesdropping, they're having a football conversation. They're having a running back conversation. They're having a, you know,
sure,
what do we do moving forward? Because, and me personally, back to me for a second, I still think a running back is, I think any elite player is worth the investment. I think part of the problem why we've had this kind of reversal on running back importance, and you can't take one in the first round, you can't take one with pick number 2, you can't pay this guy. I think that we kind of were just in a downswing of talented running backs. But, I mean, I want I want, in a vacuum, forgetting right. all the personal stuff, I'd want Zeke Elliott. I'd want Saquon Barkley on my team. But pre-knee injury, I went to bat for Todd Gurley over and over and over again. Their teams don't lose or, don't not win because right. of them. They're not the reasons for a lack of success. I think that's where the Cowboys are now, is that there's no reason to pay him right now. We've got 2 years left to see what he is, how he holds up, how we're going to use him. I don't know who my head coach, by the way, is going to be 2 years from now as well. So, I know that the negative off-the-field stuff is often the lead with him.
Right.
I just don't trust the Cowboys to be caring about that right
now. And I agree. I agree with everything you just said. I really do. Well said. And I got to say, if you're the Cowboys, you're almost like in a position where I don't want to sound rude or crude or nothing like that or like disrespectful or anything, but they're almost in a position where it's kind of tough to argue with them. You have a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, who's the rushing leader last year in all of the NFL. He had like 1,425 yards or 30 yards, something. I'm close on my number, north of 1,400 yards last year as the number one guy in rushing, in the NFL. So with Barkley from the Giants second, I just found it, and Gurley third. So, he's the top rushing back from last year, running back from last year. It's tough. It's tough. So, you have a guy who you don't have to up him now to a long-term deal and empty the farm on him right now. You don't. But, do you want to lock him down? If he holds out, is that a problem? Listen, I think the bulk of people that are season ticket holders to football, to NFL teams, I don't want to say they don't care about legal issues that players have, but what's the main goal? You know the main goal here, dude. They want their teams to win, right? They want to see the Cowboy fans want to see Zeke Elliott running the ball up and down the field, scoring touchdowns. They want to see Dak Prescott throwing touchdowns. They want to see Cooper making great catches and getting first downs and getting TDs. And at the end of the day, it's like I don't want to say they don't. It's again, I don't want to be rude to sound like people don't care.
Well, people don't care. I mean,
they just want their teams to win.
Right, we've learned
that.
The
Chiefs, what we've seen.
Right, we sit here every day and we've unfortunately lived through all of these different players and all of these different sports. And for the most part, we at least in terms of who calls and who tweets, it's an alarming percentage of people that all they care about is touchdowns and points and home runs and wins. And it's very disheartening at times, so maybe we're, kind of desensitized to it now. But yeah, people probably are having, and the Cowboys included, the Zeke Elliott conversation is just about running backs and production and long-term commitments. It's not about whether or not the guy's an idiot and is going to mess up in an actual way that he can't survive and have to miss a lot of football games.
Right. And, if you look on the other side, and if you look in, like, the New York Giants, with their running back, in the same conference, the NFC East, as the Cowboys. I mean, look, they got a guy in Barkley who was in rushing as a rookie last year, second. And this guy, he comes off in the short time he's in the NFL, and when he came out of Penn State, when he was at Penn State, and I know you're a Giant fan, Andrew, so you could speak on this also, you get it. This guy kind of seems like a model citizen. He does. Right. If you're comparing, I'm just saying that for the hell of it, if you're comparing, obviously, Zeke Elliott's a little bit older and he's been in the league longer. But you look at the Cowboys, they finished in first place in the East, I believe, right? They were like 10-6. The Giants were dead last, right? And you look at it like, it's not that, well, the choir boy was on a team that finished dead last, and the guy that might be the bad boy in Zeke Elliott, his team finished first. I mean, it's kind of tough to stereotype guys like that, but sometimes the guys that are a little bit rough around the edges off the field, a lot of times are the guys that are really good players. That happens a lot, and we see it a lot. It's tough to swallow. But you got a guy like Barkley. Like I said, I kind of look at Barkley as a kid who's kind of like almost like a choir boy. He right. comes off like that. He says the right thing. He does the right thing. He acts the right way.
That'd be a heck of a choir. That dude's singing bass in the back with those quads.
Those big quads.
You sound great, Saquon, but maybe we should do something different with that body. I don't know.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, he's really, out of Penn State, I don't think you heard one thing negative on him.
No.
His time there playing for Nittany Lions. Nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like where Zeke, a whole nother story. So I don't know. I mean, that's the question, right? I mean, you look at it like, well, I mean, do you go and pay this guy now, Zeke Elliott? Do you go and pay him? Or you run the risk of him holding out? You know, if he holds out, even though you don't have to, like you said earlier, you don't have to pay him right now.
Right. I mean, here's the other thing, too.
But you don't want that negative vibe, you know,
no,
I guess.
I don't see, this is always the conundrum, right? Like, we think that holding out's a big deal. I don't think the other players really care, because usually they let each other handle their own business. Like, they know, like,
right.
Listen, you know, this might be my turn next. Like, we know the inside thing. None of them trust teams. They know that teams will screw them at the first chance they can. So they're going to do whatever they can when they have the leverage. And right now, he's got some leverage. It's not a lot, but he's got some, because he has a whole other year still. You know, he's got 2 years before he's an actual free agent. So there's only so much pushback. And my assumption, and I could be wrong, if he does hold out, it's not going to be long. It's not going to mean missing actual football games. So in the end, what you're basically getting to is him kind of saving himself. You know, he's kind of saving reps and sitting out reps and keeping himself fresh for week one when he's ready to go. I don't know what the danger really would be if he does, you know, stay away for a couple days.
Well, I think that I think it'd be longer than a couple of days if he does this. I do, and the danger. It's not that. I mean, I know danger is an overstatement. I shouldn't say danger, and I that's why I quasi agree what you just said there for a second. But I do think you want to keep your fan base happy. And I do think Dallas Cowboy fans, and they have a vast fan base worldwide, not just obviously in the great state of Texas. You know, there's fans all over. I mean, most NFL teams have fans all over the country and world, but the Cowboys are like really have fans all over the world everywhere. So I do think you run the risk of, if your top offensive player, your top football player on your football team is not in training camp, I think that could cause a little bit of your fan base getting a little bit like, oh, what's going to happen here? What's the story? What's the deal? The casual Dallas Cowboy fan is going to be like, oh, God, oh, no. As far as the players, though, Andrew, you know, and you're right. I mean, players, his teammates, they're not going to give a hoot. You know, it's not going to affect him as far as no, because he knows the offense. He's not a kid coming out of, like when he came out of Ohio State to go to the Cowboys and get drafted, like he don't know the offense. He knows the offense like the back of his hand, being Zeke Elliott. So that's not a problem. He knows the chemistry with his quarterback and his offensive lineman. So that's not a problem either. You know, so that'll be fine and dandy. It will take him, I would think, you know, at least a game or so, or some multiple series of offenses running the ball to get his sea legs back under him if he misses camp. Camp's there to build up to get ready for the season. That's the obvious thing. I mean, if some of these guys that have a couple of years under their belt that are regular starters and stars like a Zeke Elliott misses a little bit of camp, no, it's not the end of the world. This happens every year. I agree. It happens with a bunch of teams. But I do think with this guy, because of the off-field incidents and his aura off-field, it could be, and then he sits out of training camp, some might think, well, wait a minute. How the hell can this guy sit out when his deal's not up yet? Okay, I understand how great he is, but geez, this guy's a headache to the Cowboy front office, like, you know, on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? It's a little kind of ballsy to, like, you know what I mean? Like to sit out when you there's always an issue with you off the field.
Yeah, but that's why this is about business, right? I mean, it just comes down to, no matter what, when I've got my leverage, I've got to exert it. And I do think that's, again, we read sometimes too much into these things, expecting guys to do, you know, to be better employees, be happy with what they have, but it doesn't work like that. You know, all of this money and numbers and whatever, it's all funny money. It's never going to make sense. It's never going to seem logical to the rest of us who have regular jobs, and we don't even have, you know, the two of us don't have regular jobs, and we're lucky to be doing what we're doing. So
we're,
you know,
blessed. Look, I mean, you get to sit next to me now the whole week,
and I get to look at Pete and Mike for three straight
hours. That's the best part of this job. I mean, let's be honest.
That's a lie.
Kidding. I mean, it is, but I think not for the reasons why you originally said that.
All right, here's the question. Would Ezekiel Elliott's track record worry you to sign him long term? Plus, the Oakland Raiders Hard Knocks, bench cut start. Call the show, 855-212-4227. You can give your Oakland Raider a bench cut start. You don't know the real topic. I'll tell you when we come back. And also, would you invest in Zeke Elliott? Taz with Andrew sitting in here for the Moose. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, yeah, we're back here. So, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. That's the Raiders deal, right? Right, so that's the Oakland Raiders. The gimmick, yeah. So we're going to do a little bench cut start in a few minutes over here about the Oakland Raiders Hard Knocks bench cut start. Like your level of interest, who'd you bench cut start? Antonio Brown, John Gruden, or Richie Incognito as far as a bench cut start? That's what happened here in a few moments. Also, we've been talking, Andrew Bogus and I, sitting in for Melusis, about Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys, that he's looking to maybe sit out of camp if they don't, don't give him the big extension and stuff like that. So would you sign him? Would you want to sign Zeke Elliott to a long-term deal? Yeah, as great of a player he is, he's had a lot of off-field incidents. 855-212-4227. And wow, look who just walked in, Andrew. That's Marco walked in here for his latest
Marco
sports update.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, 2 days in a row. I'm honored, and someone's getting fired, obviously.
Well, yeah. Before we go on with your sports update, which you do so well, Marco, I have to say, I noticed a big difference in the newsroom with you today, which I was very impressed. You know what I noticed? Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know what I noticed? I didn't hear you. So, point is, I didn't hear you from like 170 yards away in this gigantic newsroom. You were much more subdued and relaxed.
I heed the warning, man. Well, you let me know.
It wasn't a warning, my friend. It was a suggestion.
Well, you told me something to work on. I worked on it.
That's why you're loved here throughout the company.
Great to hear your voice.
This is the reason why you're loved, because you take a little direction and you hit a home run with it. And I'm impressed.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I really am impressed with that.
That's very nice of you.
Even though you're screaming before you update into the microphone, but that's okay. So, no, that's fine. I'm joking. No, so are you ready for your update? You're fired up? You're prepared?
Oh, yeah.
Because you will be judged. Do you know that?
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
You know how this show goes.
Well aware.
All right, 3, 2, 1, begin.
All right, we're sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. You spent a lot of time talking about Elliott, so I'll leave that one for now. But we got other NFL news. One player is going to have to be on the franchise this year. That's Texans' Jadeveon Clowney. Failed to come to terms on that long-term deal by the deadline. Means he gets 1 year, just under $16 million, but some controversy there, though. Houston tagged him as a linebacker instead of a D-end, which would have meant over $17 million for the season. So NFLPA is expected to file a grievance on Clowney's behalf, try to get that little over $1 million back. Falcons beat the deadline for Grady Jarrett, 4 years, $68 million. Same for the 49ers.
You ever do stand-up?
What's that?
Excuse me.
It's a good question.
Have you ever done stand-up comedy?
I have
not. How come when I say something around here, people say to me, even the guy that I normally work with here, the other co-host, the regular co-host, how come when I'm doing this
Mark
show
Malusis.
And I say something, I get this. Not just you, Marco, I get this. What's that? Does anybody say, excuse me, pardon me? Does anybody speak like this anymore? I got my kid, he's 20 years old, I say something in the house, he goes, huh? Who the frig raised you, huh? What is that?
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, and I got you going, huh, what? Whatever you just said.
I said, what's that?
That's
usually the go-to. I got to be honest, that's not in the repertoire.
I don't remember where we were going.
You asked me if I did stand-up, I have never done stand-up.
I'm just wondering.
Well, I mean, if I may.
Because there's inflection on these updates. Now, you, Andrew, are an expert update man also, like Bronco.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So his inflection's a little different than most update men or people. I don't want to be, could be a woman, too.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
You should. Do you want me to answer your question about how everyone responds to you?
I would love you to answer the question.
I've been Marco, and you're reading and you're thinking about what's coming next. Maybe you got a soundbite to play, and then all of a sudden there's just a yell from the side, not preceded by a excuse me, Pardon me. May I interject a simple hand raise?
I see.
You ever do stand up? And then like,
so like a random outburst by me.
It is outburst-ish that can catch you off guard and make you go, huh?
All right.
I'm just going to go by the fact that I'm a little bit hard of hearing. I just didn't hear what you said.
Well, you're hard of hearing because you speak. Your esophagus is basically a megaphone. Mm-hmm. That's why you're hard of hearing.
Pretty much.
You're screaming constantly. Wow. And you wear headphones for a living.
And I got to live with myself.
Well,
so there
I
you
understand
go.
That. But we all, people in this industry, as you know, most of us speak loud because, and we don't hear well because you always wear headphones. You should wear earbuds, not over the ear.
Oh, I can't do those things.
Oh, that'd be great for you.
Oh, no.
It's actually bad. I'm showing.
Yeah, no,
you
no,
shouldn't.
No.
I like.
It's also a bad look. We want to cover as much here as possible.
I understand. Well, speak for yourself, but I digress.
Well,
but here's the thing. Like the earbuds, though, I like when I'm doing my podcast, the Taz Show, which you can get a couple days a week.
Almost 700 episodes.
We're on the cusp. And anyways, so the thing is, I wear earbuds with that, and my wife gets so mad at me. She knows if I'm at the studio or the home studio and I'm doing that, it's bad. It's bad for our ears as broadcasters and, you know, to wear earbuds. It's not good. Over the ear is better for your...
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I just don't like them.
It's gospel truth. It's like you wear it, what you guys are wearing on your head is the right thing, and me too. I'm wearing over the ear right now. And Pete, as you notice, he wears actually gigantic headphones.
Yeah, kind of over his head.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only thing I see. I see a little bit of the bald head, but mostly just headphones.
Well, he could bring like a plane into gate 59 at JFK.
Oh, 58.
Yes.
Oh, <He's> 58! <58.
laughs> He's got the giant things on his head.
He has every radio show playing in there. So
he's
gigantic.
He's actually got video in those earphones. There's video that his ears see.
Well, it looks like he's got the rabbit ears going on the top of it,
too. Gigantic. It's like the Honeymooners. Captain Video. Captain Video! All right, come on, Mark. You done?
Seriously. Tell us the news.
Martavis Bryant applied for reinstatement after being suspended indefinitely for repeated violations of the drug policy. Sixers locking up Ben Simmons. Max deal, 5 years, $170 million. He's now the fourth player on Philly with a contract north of $100 million. Joins Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Al Horford. Warriors GM Bob Myers trying to quell those rumors. They're looking to flip newly acquired D'Angelo Russell. He also talked about why he felt Kevin Durant decided to move on to Brooklyn.
Just wanted to try something new, and that's okay. I mean, all you hear probably worked for more than one company.
Myers also went into his feelings about Durant no longer being in Oakland.
Just to watch him practice, to watch him work out. He worked out right on this basket all the time. I'll miss that. I will, just as a basketball fan, because guys like him don't come along too often.
So we got on the couch a little bit with Myers there. Cavs are waving J.R. Smith. Seems unlikely, though, he'll reunite with LeBron James and the Lakers. We had some baseball, and Travis d'Arnaud had a monster night.
3-2 pitch. Fly ball towards right field. Going back as Judge to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! A three-run homer Travis d'Arnaud. His third of the night, and the Rays have taken a 5-4 lead.
Okay, now this is a continuation from yesterday's topic about play-by-play. Who was that doing?
Andy Freed.
Okay, Andy Freed. I got to tell
Radio
you,
Network.
This is going to sound... Everybody's going to think I'm joking. Okay, but I'm actually not joking.
Of course not.
And Mikey B's laughing already. I think he knows where I'm going to go with this.
I do.
How do you know? Because you know me that well.
And I thought it when I heard it earlier this morning that
this
you were going to say
like
this.
This sounds like you. He sounds like you.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking, but go
ahead. Then. Okay, I guess I was wrong. I thought you... Because we're not on the same page.
We're not.
What'd you think I was going to say?
That you like this guy's play-by-play because it was all about the play-by-play and not as much shtick.
True. That is true. But that's an annexed... That I like you, Mike, your play-by-play that you did 4 years ago once.
10 years ago once, yeah.
And this guy in the beginning, I don't know if you notice, Andrew and Marco Andro. Andro.
Mark Andrew. Just call us, put us all together. Yeah. Mark and Drew.
Mark Andro Fleury.
One of the greats.
Andro. Hello, Andro.
So much going on.
It sounded a little bit like you, Mike.
That I didn't hear.
Marco, just play the beginning of it again. The first beginning of the... when he's
3-2 pitch. Fly ball towards right field. Going back as Judge to the warning track at the wall. It's gone.
Perfection.
He sounds like a pro.
It's perfection.
Dude, there's similarities there.
Well, he sounds post-puberty.
I was going to say, Freed didn't go Peter Brady on there, so...
It's perfection.
But no, seriously.
I'm a man.
One time.
But listen, in defense to Mike, he's going through changes.
We all do.
He wasn't as seasoned as Bobby Freed, not to be confused with Mike Freed. What's his name?
Andy Fried.
Yeah, his cousin. Yeah, so, I mean, but no, but so there's similarities there, though. I mean, it's all kidding aside, did you guys hear a little bit or not
no,
too much?
No, I got to know.
I heard nobody. It in the beginning,
thank
actually.
You, Peter.
Pete I did. I heard it in the beginning.
Really? I heard it. I didn't hear it.
You did hear a little bit of my head.
Yeah, a little in the beginning.
All right, so just Pete and I did. All right, I hear you.
I appreciate the compliment, guys.
No, you got it. I mean, well, I'm the only one who complimented you.
Yeah, I didn't compliment you, Mike.
And then Pete kind of complimented you.
I think you're the greatest, didn't. Mike.
Actually, I think Andro said that you're still going through puberty. So so that's not really a compliment, Mike, but that's okay. We love you anyway. You done or what?
Yeah, that was the third homer for Travis Darno. It was a three-run shot off Aroldis Chapman. Rays shocked the Yankees 5-4. And I'll give you one more. Cody Bellinger went deep twice. Dodgers punished the Phillies 16-2.
All right, listen. Hey, Marco, great job as usual.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Spectacular. Thank you. I mean, you really are unbelievable. So in a little while, we're going to do this bench cut start. Andrew, I don't know if you're prepared for it. I mean, we're going to do this a little bit. It's going to be great. People can call the show and give their bench cut starts about the Oakland Raiders. As most know, the Oakland Raiders will be the team focused this summer on HBO's awesome special, The Hard Knocks Gimmick. And so basically, the bench cut start, what's the matter?
If it was, I wish it was actually called that, The Hard Knocks Gimmick.
Well, that's kind of wrestling talk. I don't even know I'm saying it. Well, it's going to be Antonio Brown, John Gruden, Richie Incognito, so you can give your bench cut start on that. Even Mikey B, he's tweeting out, I guess he had his food bag, and he tweeted out the bag and on Twitter. Did you see this? He called it the gimmick bag.
I did,
and I'm sitting there in the pool with two cigars going.
Which pool? Saltwater, freshwater?
I was in the freshwater yesterday.
Okay.
Right? And then I look at the Twitter, and I have a little smirk on my face. I'm like, look at this Mike, this SOB with the gimmick bag. Take a bump. Yeah, and I thought it was funny. Yeah.
Don't make me moonsault you.
He doesn't even know what a bump. He said, take a bump. Pete will tell you during the break. On that note, so when we come back, spin. When we come back, we'll do this bench cut start. Oakland Raiders. Who'd you bench? Who'd you cut? Who'd you start? Antonio Brown, John Gruden, Richie Incognito. Those are your options. 855-212-4227. Taz with AB sitting in for Mark Belusis. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Well, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network brings you tennis like you've never seen it before. Don't miss as the reigning champions, the Springfield Lasers, look to defend their court against the Orlando Storm. I can't wait. It's World Team Tennis on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I'll be locked in, dude. The Lasers, Laser versus the Storm, yeah. So it's going to be great. You know what I mean? All right.
I've been to a World Team Tennis event.
Let me ask you a quick question. Yeah, please. On the team events, because this will be my first time this evening watching the team events.
This season, yeah.
Yes, this season, right. Because I know they change it at times. How many guys or girls are on the team?
Well, it can fluctuate. There's more people on the roster than can always show up. I think for a regular
these people as the day goes along. Well, let's bring this guy in for the Lasers.
I mean, kind of. It's
is it the MLL? Yeah. Major League Lacrosse? I mean, that's how the MLL is. I don't know if you know that, but that's what they do.
No, they stick these events into basically July when the tennis tours switch into North America, and players kind of can drop in and drop out. So maybe there's eight names connected to each team, but I think they only need four per. Usually there's, or five maybe, guys, two girls,
just tell me
and a random.
On the team,
I'm trying to
bro.
Remember.
That's all I'm asking you.
Like four or five. You need girls singles, men singles, and then doubles.
All right, that's great. All right, let's do this PCS. Here we go.
Can't wait.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little Oakland Raiders. They're going to be at the Hard Knocks. They're going to be on the Hard Knock gimmick show, right? So we're going to talk John Gruden. We're going to talk Richie Incognito or Antonio Brown.
Accountability.
So bench cut start. So basically, you can call the show, ladies and gentlemen, and you could give us your BCS. You guys know how this works if you're a regular listener of Taz and the Moose. Who are you going to bench? Who are you going to cut? Who are you going to start? We're going to go on the premise of who is which one of these men will you be most dialed into or engaged, like as you watch your TV or your computer, as you watch Hard Knocks, which one of these Raiders, will it be the excellent offensive lineman or the excellent wide receiver or the Chucky Coach Jones? You know, which one of these guys? So, you want me to go first? Or how do you want me to? You can see how I do this.
It's your show. You're the host. You will follow your lead.
Alrighty then. I love hearing that. So, anyways, all right, I'm going to bench Gruden. I'm going to cut Incognito. I'm going to start Antonio Brown.
I mean, Mr. Victor. Mm-hmm.
So here's the dealio, okay? I'm going to bench John Gruden. Yeah, I know he's the coach. This guy loves the camera. John Gruden has to be in the public eye. I think John Gruden is more excited that they're going to do Hard Knocks with the Raiders than actually the NFL season that's coming up for the Raiders. Okay. That's my opinion. Am I passing judgment on John Gruden? You're damn right I am. I get paid to pass judgment on people. That's the beauty of this job.
Exactly.
As you know. So I'm saying Gruden is a mark for himself. That makes me a little annoyed. I also, look, he's not putting the cleats on. He's wearing coach and turf shoes. I don't know if they wear those anymore. So he's wearing a hot jacket. He's not wearing a helmet. So I'm not going to be locked into Gruden, even though he is an entertaining guy. So I'm going to bench John Gruden. I'm going to cut Richie Incognito. Listen, Incognito, he just, I think it was Friday, the NFL said he suspended 2 games now after the incident, which I'd rather not get into, what happened at, what was that, I think last year in August when his dad passed.
Yeah.
It was a very awkward, like, people could find out.
That's one word.
It's just, you agree with me? It's like, I don't really want to bring it up.
The details are pretty scary.
I feel like you're going to bring it up right now.
Well, no, I mean, it just...
It kind of seems like the way you're going.
No, it just factors into my decision in terms of BCS.
Okay, so no problemo. So, all right, so I'm going to cut Incognito just because, listen, I can tell you, Richie Incognito put aside everything. This guy is a hell of an offensive guard. I remember Incognito when he played for Nebraska Cornhuskers. He was a beast offensive lineman there. I love what he did with my Bills, too. I know what Miami, everything went down, but he still was a really good offensive guard. He retired then a year ago, and now he's back with the Raiders. He's a gigantic headache. As far as being entertaining, I don't picture him being entertaining on Hard Knocks. I just don't. I don't think I've seen videos with stuff with him. He's not really an entertaining guy. So I'm going to cut Richie Incognito. I'm going to start Antonio Brown.
Got 5 kids.
Because he is just must-see TV. He is entertaining as heck. And, you know, you don't know what's going to set him off. And he's going to have like a diva moment.
Big Tess Brown from now on.
So I'm going to go with Mr. Precor, Mr. Elliptical Machine himself.
Yes, nice Precor job. Good
you
brand.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
It's a great brand. And Pete, a Precor is an elliptical machine. It's an exercise machine.
I got about 5 of them.
Okay. He's got like a whole, he's got a fitness deck
he's
in his
He's got one for each day.
I love it.
So he doesn't wear them down.
I want to overuse them.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. BCS. I'm gonna
still going. It's like a Marco update.
I'm done. Okay. Gruden, I'm benching Gruden.
That long.
I'm cutting Richie Incognito.
I tell you the joke about the.
I'm sorry.
I got one more for you. No, you don't.
So it's a tag. I walked on this pirate boat. So anyway. All right. So what's your BCS, Andrew?
Oh, thanks for asking, Taz. I'm going to bench cut start. I'm going to bench Antonio Brown.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
See, right away, the guy I normally work with, the co-host, the other co-host, the regular co-host, if I were to interrupt him during his BCS, oh, my God, that would be a problem.
Could you let me finish?
Yeah, okay.
So.
I just wanted to give you some advice.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because I'm an expert on BCS.
I know.
As is Melusis.
Right.
So the thing is with the BCS, it always helps, believe it or not, when you write it or type it down.
I know.
It sounds like simple 3 things, but it actually helps.
It hurts my head because, like, for some reason, like, to bench, cut, start, that's not, like, the logical progression of, like, the thought. So I always don't want to go in order, but I'm going to go in order. So I'm going to bench Antonio Brown. You love him.
I was just about to give you the birth of why this became BCS on the show, but I'll stop. I don't think anyone cares. Mike knows.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you that with the WBCS.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So I'm going to bench Antonio Brown. I actually think that he's going to be too on for the cameras.
Really? Wow.
And he's going to be annoying. And I'm already kind of at my breaking point with him, so I'm a very, very, very quick hook with AB on Hard Knocks.
Mm.
So that means I'm going to cut, right? Bench, cut,
start. I'm surprised at that. See, I told you to write it down. Yeah. The next one is C. It's a cut.
Next one is C. Right. Richie Incognito should be cut from the NFL legitimately. I mean, the just guy doesn't deserve to have a place in this league right now because he's maybe has actual, you know, diagnosable issues, but I just think no thanks.
Well, he was going all kidding aside when he was at Nebraska, dude, years ago.
That was a long time ago.
No, but listen, I know. You got a hot take on me, and I'm trying to cement your point. If you let me finish, you're like, that was a long time ago. Shut up, Taz.
Making my own point.
Don't dismiss me on my own show. So here's the thing, at Nebraska, dude, he was going for like therapy. Like for anger management. So right. to hammer your point, that's how far back this goes with this guy.
Yeah, so I mean, I got no patience for him. I don't want to watch it.
I'll accept your apology off air.
It'll come during the break after you tell me how BCS started. So last but not least, I'm going to start John Gruden while I'm at my Antonio Brown breaking point. I will never get tired of Gruden being Gruden.
Wow, we're the opposite. Huh?
I would watch just him. Four episodes on the Hard Knocks gimmick.
Bro, did you see? All right, so your BCS is. All right, you laid out.
So I'm going to bench Antonio Brown. I'm going to cut Richie Incognito. I'm going to start John Gruden.
All right, so.
Pete, you go.
Only Pete noticed what I just did there. You don't control nothing here, Andrew, so please don't do that ever again. I'll throw you off the show. All right, so anyway.
Can I leave?
I was going to say, like, you had mentioned Gruden. Did you see the Hard. What was it? When did they do with the Buccaneers? Was that last year? Last year was the Browns.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Gerald McCoy and Jameis, yeah.
Correct. Actually, it was pretty good. What was the head coach? Cotter, right? What's his name?
Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. So, anyway, if you remember, you saw that one, right?
Yes.
John Gruden, he shows up at one of the practices because, you know, he's the coach, as you know, the Bucs.
Yeah.
He shows up, dude, and I can't remember what Cutter was saying. He kind of was in a small coaches meeting, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he alluded to the fact that Gruden was at the campus and was there, and they kind of like smirking. And my instincts instantly hit, like these guys are laughing because they know this guy just wants to be on camera, meeting Gruden.
Right.
And this is when it was with the Bucs, like you said, two years ago. I thought it was, and like I said, last year was the Browns. Was before the Bucs? You don't remember, do you, off the top of your head?
No. I'm glad I got the Bucs 2 years ago, even if that's correct.
On that note. Mike, what's your BCS?
Pete's next, I thought.
No, please, sir. Excuse me, everyone. This is why. Please, there's an order we go. Watch, it's real simple. Look, around the room.
There's so many orders.
Look at
BCS.
Those are the rules. That's how the show works.
There's five ellipticals.
Everything is structured here.
Rows, you know. All in straight lines, too.
Look how we go. Watch. Bing, 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 bing.
God, my fault. I was going bing,
See?
Bing, bong, bing.
Right. No
my
bongs.
Fault.
We don't do bongs
here.
No
bong.
No
bing.
Bonging. All right, here we go.
Before the Buccaneers, it was the Rams.
Ah, look at this 26. Guy. Look at this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, looked it up.
Yeah.
All right, bench. I am benching Richie Incognito. I am cutting John Gruden, and I am starting Antonio Brown. I've heard everything John Gruden has to say. We've heard him for 20 years. It's going to be the same thing with different people he's yelling at.
This is true.
I'm kind of just sick of it. Yes, it'll still be entertaining.
Yeah.
But on the scale of the three of them, I've had enough of Gruden. Incognito, I know he has his issues and he's got serious problems. But as far as a television standpoint, to see whatever he's working with or going through, I think it'll be fascinating to see in
camp. That's a good point.
Not everything has to be light and fluffy. It might be tough to watch, but I'm still intrigued to see him. And then
let me stop you, Mike. That'll be interesting if what you just suggested and said, if they do that, if Incognito allows it and the Raiders allow it, and HBO does that, where they're going to go and whatever therapy, whatever he's doing. That you're right. That would be riveting. It would be awkward and kind of maybe tough to watch, but, you know. All right, I just totally interrupted you in the middle of your BCS.
No, it's fine. I really enjoyed it. And finally, Antonio Brown. What we saw from him at the end of Pittsburgh, you know he's going to want to put a show on there on TV. He is a bizarre man in good ways and in bad ways, and he, to me, is must-watch of the three of them.
Well, that's a perfect segue. Speaking of one of the more bizarre men, Pete DiBiase, please take it away. Steve bought up.
Oh, I did my BCS on a word processor, so I had to fiddle through my papers. I agree with Taz. Back to you.
All right, there you go. Well said. Oh, by the way, thank you for that.
That never happens. I agree with Taz.
He just keeps it simple. So basically, I'll say it for you then, Pete. So you're benching Gruden, you're cutting Incognito, you're starting Antonio Brown. I appreciate you joining along there, Pete. It's like, I just ditto. That's like when you go and you're going to say to somebody ditto.
I'm making it very simple. Everyone had something to say, so I agree with that.
Well, you know, you're a simple man. I mean, Everybody knows that about
he's
you.
He's always a martyr. He's a giving up my time for everybody else.
He's a bizarre, simple man.
I'll make a schedule. I'll
Who has five prequels.
Studio for 6 hours. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Is he like this on the other show? Is he really entertaining?
He's, I think...
That's funny. Mike got it. All right.
He's strong in both our number ones. It's strong? Hours two and three where Pete starts the angst builds.
All right. What are you anxious about, Pete?
Go to break.
I'm not
Taz.
Anxious about anything.
All right. Please lose the attitude. There's no reason for that, okay?
Next question.
All right, on that note, we come back from break. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Oklahoma football. Lincoln Riley, who's going to be the quarterback? What the heck's going on over there? We'll talk some 76ers basketball a little bit, too. We got a lot going on here. It's Taz with Andrew sitting in for Melusis. We'll be right back.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!